Well, we've always had increasing amounts of data, but the amount of sources of data has just increased exponentially. So on average, people are collecting almost 50% more data a year. So it's just a lot more data coming at them every day. If you multiply that out about 10 years, that's 44 times more data today than what they'll have in 10 years. So it's just exponential amount of data coming at people.
All right, so is the big problem with it what to do with it or how to store it and stuff it in all that expensive storage facility?
Well, big data is really just data sets that have gotten so large and complex that people don't have the tools or the ability to capture it, store it, search it, and retrieve it, analyze it. They just don't have the proper equipment technology to do that. So that's what they're wrestling with is how do they collect it, what do they do with it, and how to analyze it.
In your report, you use the term harnessing big data. I'm wondering, can you flesh out what is this end goal exactly that people are keeping this data for?
Well, if you think about it, data is a gold mine. I mean, that's what you have there is kind of your family jewels, and you should be able to mine that data to make great decisions, to improve your efficiency, to improve decision-making, improve forecasting. So if you're not doing that, you're going to be totally inefficient. You're not going to be able to make good decisions for your agency, for the intelligence world, for the healthcare decisions. So harnessing all that information you're collecting is allow you to be more efficient.
So can you give us an example of an agency that is taking in all this information? It must be there's a reason for taking it in the first place, and then how could it be reused?
Yeah, I mean, a couple examples on things we're working on. One, you can just imagine our intelligence agencies, they are in the information collection business, and them analyzing that data and the amount of data they have to analyze is really important to protect our country and keep us free. On the healthcare side, healthcare is incredibly expensive. Think about when you go to the hospital how expensive it is. We don't want you to go back to the hospital. Doing studies on determining why people get readmitted to hospitals could save massive amounts of data. I mean, you could save tons of money by not readmitting people. So we need to figure out why people go back to the hospital. They have all that data. Question is, are we analyzing it and we figuring out why people go back?
We're speaking with Mark Weber of NetApp about his new study on big data and on the gap between what agencies are doing now and what they want to do. And from what you're saying, they actually know exactly what they want to do with all of this big data. So why do you think they're having trouble reaching that endpoint?
Well, I think some people know. If you look at the study, says only about 40% of the people are actually using the data they've collected and making decisions. So I think there's still a lot of people that need to take this data and do something with it. Now, why do they not have that? A lot of this is innovation. The amount of data people have, the tools don't exist today. So this is a great opportunity for IT companies to innovate. Some of them advertising on your radio station right now who have innovated and created great analysis tools to be able to do this and to be able to suck this amount of data. So I think it's just an innovation opportunity for IT to step up and the end user to figure out what information they want to harness.
Well, let me ask you to make a distinction here. About 50 years ago, a guy named Codd, who worked for IBM, developed the idea of relational databases. And those products have been around for many, many, many years. And you put your data as it comes in into a relational database. You can even do it at home. And then if you are reasonably skilled, you can write a query or a report type of program to hit that database and give you answers. But we're talking about, it sounds like, something bigger than that.
It is, because relational databases have solved a lot of problems. But a lot of the data that we're looking at now is what we call unstructured data. The data that would go into a relational database would be structured, tables, rows, columns. The unstructured data you're looking at could still be text, but in all different types of formats, video, imagery. How do you search and mine that kind of information is really pretty complicated. That doesn't fit nicely into a relational database. And that is the piece of the data that's exploding exponentially is the unstructured side.
So to a computer right now, the big data looks like just a blob of bits and bytes on a gigantic hard drive, but no real sense to it.
Right. I mean, you take your pictures, but you've got to tag it, put a name on it, do something with that image to be able to retrieve that. Can you imagine what our intelligence agencies or other people are doing with the amount of imagery they're taking in and how they can go back and find that data if they don't put the right information next to it?
So what are some of the things that agencies can do right now to get to this point that, as you say in your report, may be years off?
Well, I think the number one thing is they have to determine who owns the data. I think in our survey we found IT thinks they own the data, the business people think they own the data. So you've got to determine who owns this data and who's responsible for mining it. So that's the first thing. I think the other thing is they've got to tackle the unstructured side of this. A lot of tools exist for structured data. They've got to figure out what investments they need to make in the unstructured side. And I think they just have to look down the road and figure out what investments they need to make, right? I mean, it's an investment. Actually, the Obama administration just recently announced the Big Data Initiative to make some investments in this area, in some R&D areas. So it's really just focus and investments.